Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And since it is a new year.
Yes.
You know what we need?
A new you? I'm just kidding. Never. Never.
Thanks. How about another Am I the A-hole story?
Oh, yes. These are my fave.
Side note, because all these Am I the A-hole stories come from Reddit, there's a few Reddit pages on Facebook where they will put the stories on there, whether they're the Am I the A-hole story or it's Reddit asking a question, like, what is the craziest thing you saw someone do at your job? Kind of like what we talk about on air. But then somebody will put like an automatic voice, like a, not a Siri, but like that kind of automatic voice reading the text.
Oh.
And they're like 30 minutes. So sometimes if I'm doing something, I'll just play it and I'll be listening to all these random Reddit stories.
All the answers.
Yeah, it's kind of entertaining, but I am all for Am I the A-hole stories. I'm kind of addicted. This one is about whether or not the sister, the ex-girlfriend, or the boyfriend or ex-boyfriend now is the a-hole.
Oh, there's three. Okay, have you read it yet?
Yes.
And do you have a clear answer for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you think I will agree?
I think so, but okay. You may surprise me.
I mean,
I feel like there's a decent
full of surprises.
There's a decent chance this could be. Okay, let me ask you this question. How do you feel about quote unquote testing somebody that's you're in a relationship with?
Oh God. I think it's ridiculous.
Okay. That's where this is headed. So.
Oh, man. I can already. Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So this girl writes, my brother is a very hardworking man. And at 27, he is now very wealthy and is doing very well, you know, money wise. And so he's been going out with this girl for 6 months. And throughout the time, we've gone close because we both like hair, makeup and shopping. So it's pretty awesome when you can get really close to your, you know, sibling, significant other.
Yeah.
I never knew anything was wrong with the relationship except when she texted me last night saying she would love to hang out, but thinks it's inappropriate because her and my brother broke up.
Ooh.
I asked her why, and she said she was sick and tired of quote unquote auditioning to prove she was with him for the right reasons. She went on to say that my brother is paranoid she's after his money, so she would test her like, one, leaving out his bank statements on their bed and getting upset when she picked it up. Two, going out to eat at a high-end restaurant he requested to make her and leaving his wallet at home on purpose to make her pay for the bill and prove she's not going out with him for the money. Three, never buying her gifts and questioning her when she asks why he doesn't. And she says, I was shocked, so I had to hear my brother's perspective. We spoke and he told me everything she said was true and that there is nothing wrong with making sure his girlfriend is with him for the right reasons. He said he left his bank statements on the bed and was peeking through the door to see if she would be curious when he saw her pick up the papers. He knew in his gut she was using him for his money.
Oh,
it's like, well, you put out papers on a bed. Like, of course, someone's going to like, what is this? You're going to look at it.
Yeah. And he was creeping to see if
she would pick it up. So he decided to set up the restaurant idea to see if she would be upset with paying a $500 bill, which she was.
$500. Oh, he probably ordered like the most expensive wine.
Right. And it was the restaurant he picked out, all that stuff. So the sister's like, I asked him if he thinks being an elementary school teacher could have contributed to her being upset at a $500 bill at a restaurant he wanted to go to. And he said no.
Oh, man.
He said the straw that broke was when she asked him why he hasn't bought her a single gift since they started dating. When she bought him a gaming console and new rims for his car, and he knew she was directly asking him to buy her an expensive gift. She already bought you expensive stuff, like a gaming console, especially if they're a new one, which sounds like he would probably have the taste for like the new console, whether it's
he
like
probably already has all the other ones.
Right, like a PlayStation 5 or something. Like, she bought you an expensive gift.
And they were dating, what, 6 months?
Yeah. And she bought him new rims.
Wow.
So he confronted her and said he thinks she's with him for his money. So she said, let me do us both a favor, and dumped him and blocked him.
Ooh.
He's upset about the, quote, gold digging bitch, unquote. And when I laughed, he called me an a-hole.
How is she the gold digging bitch?
He's just...
He hasn't given her anything.
He said, I would never understand what it's like being a rich man and being used and getting... And I get that concern, but I told him if he thinks any woman would be okay with his tests and auditions, he's delusional as hell. If he doesn't want to be used for his money, he should start dating people as wealthy as him or leave lower income people alone if he's not going to be genuine in his relationship unless they pass his test.
That's a lot of tests, too.
I mean... Here's an idea, too. Don't tell people how much you make.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
they're probably like, if he's like a doctor or something, you kind of just assume without knowing.
My thing is, though, if you're a doctor in your 20s, that means you just started out and you have a crap ton of medical debt. Like, or I mean, school debt for medical school.
I mean, if people have like, they're a doctor or a lawyer, I don't necessarily think about their debt. I think, well, how much income are you making? You know what I mean? Like, you don't really think like, are you paying your debt off appropriately? You know,
I mean,
like,
I do. I don't assume if you're in your 40s and you're a lawyer or a doctor, I assume you probably have more money. But if you're just starting out, you're not going to be making that much money to start off with compared to what everyone else is making on top of.
Oh, I have no idea how much doctors start like making it. Like, you know, like let's say you're not paying off your student loans at all, mm-hmm. you know, and you're a doctor like a new doctor. Mm-hmm.
Well, because they also
have to do their
residency where they like work for a year, but they're still kind of in school.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just say like this guy has like a job that like you just assume makes a good amount of money. You know, like I don't know how much he is either or how old he is, but like some jobs, like yeah, I don't think you guys have just been dating for 6 months. I don't think unless you guys are planning on getting married right now, like why was that even like a discussion? Like unless he just like flaunted it around, you know?
Yeah, I feel like he flaunted it around. I feel like that is like his only sense of value, and that's why he's protecting it so much. Like, this is what makes me good. I can't have anybody take it.
Yeah, it's
he just sounds
so
like a piece
strange.
Of garbage otherwise.
Especially if he's just gonna like throw it in the other person's face, essentially.
And he seems the one with like the big taste. Like, he's the one that wanted to go to this fancy restaurant. Like, I know that was part of the test, but honestly, like, when I think of going to a fancy pants restaurant, it's for a special occasion, not for like any old Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even if I had the money, I feel like I'd be excited to get like food and bringing it back home.
Yeah, rather than like staying out. I'm like staying out, but
yeah. Well, like if I'm just going to have dinner, I don't have any other plans to like go out, maybe dance, whatever it is, right? If I'm just going to go and have dinner and come back home, I might as well just bring the food back home. I don't have to get
dressed
up.
Yeah, but if it's like a fancy restaurant, you don't want to like stay at that restaurant and eat it hot.
No. I mean like in general, like unless it's a special occasion where I do get dressed up to go eat.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Like if I'm just, it's not something you would do on any old Saturday unless it's a special reason.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Is there an update from the sister?
I didn't get down that far, but I'll read you what people did say.
Okay.
One person says, not the a-hole. Sounds like you told your brother the truth. He sounds immature and testing a partner never turns out well. Another person says, he said it's impossible to find a woman as wealthy as him, so he's forced to date middle and lower class women, so he'll still continue his tests. I told him I should go to therapy, and he said, I'm crazy. Oh, I think this is the sister. Yep, that's the sister. She said, that's what she said, yep. It's like, it's impossible. If it's so impossible, then go to therapy.
Right?
Oh, God. Only a-hole here is the brother. Also, where does she teach that can afford, you know, game consoles, rims, and $500 dinners? Like, clearly she's really responsible with her money, something you'd think your brother would appreciate if you weren't such a shallow a-hole. The sister said she told me she dipped into savings for all of that and not her salary, which is sad because she has student loans and credit cards she's paying off.
Dude, that sucks.
Not the a-hole. It sounds like he's a gold digger, to be honest. Testing her would be taking her out to eat and getting separate tabs, not making her pay for everything. And leaving his bank statements on the bed and getting pissy that she looks, hello, everyone looks at papers just left on their bed. Heck, all of her reactions are normal and he's acting like a brat.
Hello.
Someone says, not the a-hole. He sounds awful. I can't imagine why any woman would want to be with him with that terrible personality. I'm going to treat women I date like garbage, and if they break up with me, I'll know it's because they only wanted my money. What?
Dude, I wish she saw this thread.
I'm sure the sister sent it. I'm sure she did. I need to like go back and like double trace and see if I can find like the full thing and see what else was said. Like if the sister gave any other update. Somebody says, I could be a millionaire and I'd still be pissed off if I had to pay for a $500 dinner. He's very delusional for thinking people would be okay with these tests. I feel like nothing she could have done would have stopped his thoughts of her, honestly.
No, the tests would have probably kept coming, too.
Right. Like, at what point does it end? Like, they're married and, like, on death's bed. It's like, you only want me for my money.
Well, she's like, oh, yeah, you're going to die, so. Ugh. I'm going to get it anyway.
It's just like,
okay, so I have a different question from this because I was actually curious about your thoughts. So if they became friends and they broke up, let's say your brother started dating a girl that you actually ended up really liking and becoming friends with, and then that girl and your brother broke up. Would you still want to be friends with her? Or would you still be friends with her?
It depends how, like, if we were really, really close, like, best friend status.
Let's say, like, it was, like, a 6 month to a year relationship.
All of my brother's girlfriends that I've been friends with, like, were, like, Facebook friendships and stuff.
No, like, real friends. Like, you guys hang outside, like, outside of your brother.
I'm trying to think.
Like, Facebook friends.
No.
I'm Facebook friends with so many people that I'm not actually really friends with in real life.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because, like, the last girl my brother dated, we're friends on Facebook, and immediately, like, they broke up off bad terms, and she was really young, like, mentally, too. Like, she's at that delusional, at the time, like, 20-year-old stage where I want to get married and have a $10,000 ring and have an expensive wedding and I want to get married now kind of a thing.
Yeah.
That delusion. Like, I feel like at some point we all kind of had this idea, like, I want to be married when we're young.
And hey, she's just got to find the right rich mother effort to do it for her.
Right. And that's, like, here's the thing. And I told my brother, I'm like, look, she's nice and all, but she doesn't really seem like she's your type.
So you weren't really friends with her. I'm saying, like...
But, like, I immediately deleted her. When they broke up, I immediately deleted her off Facebook. I'm like, I don't care about you.
Okay, so you, like, blocked her from your life in general.
Yeah, and, like, even with the last girlfriend, I deleted her, which pissed me off because my brother never deleted her. I'm like, you are looking at her Facebook page and breaking your heart over and over again because she's, like, married.
He was still in
love with her. Yeah, she's the one that got away. I'm like, bro! You idiot.
I mean, I get why he wouldn't delete her. He still wants to creep.
Yeah, he still cares about her, even though she's a mom with three kids.
Yikes. Yeah. Okay, well, what if he starts dating someone now? Mm-hmm. You guys become, like, close. You guys, like, actually hang out, have a friendship. They break up. Let's just say it's, like, whatever terms. You know, it wasn't, like, terrible, but it wasn't necessarily great, you know?
My brother's pretty cool with being, like... like, having that disconnect. Like, if I, like, wanted to be friends with her, I think he'd be cool with it. Because he stayed friends with some of my ex-boyfriends for a while.
Okay, so I was going to say, would you be okay with him being friends with your ex-boyfriend?
Assuming they didn't, like, cheat on me or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, a crazy breakup, but...
I'd be cool with it. Like, it's not something I would necessarily bring up to him. Like, oh, my God, your ex-girlfriend said this, and, like, she's doing this. Like, I wouldn't bring it up to him, because...
What if, like, he was hanging out, and, like, he had to go, and you were like, oh, why are you going? He's like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with... your ex, Jimmy, would you feel would you be totally fine with it?
Yeah. Just because, like, there's a couple, like, you know, I think he was only really close to, technically, my first boyfriend in high school, but then he moved away, and that's a lot of drama in its own thing. And then he became really close, like, he really cared about my second long-term boyfriend. And he was still friends with him on Facebook for, like, up until recently.
Facebook is different, though. I'm friends with everyone still on Facebook.
No.
Like, I don't block anyone from
Facebook.
Here's
the thing. This is what I'm trying to get at. That ex-boyfriend is very... he's very private. Even when he did have a Facebook page, he would never post any pictures of himself. Like, to be on his Facebook page is, like, a big thing for him, I guess. So the fact that he didn't immediately delete my brother meant he still cared about him. Like, my ex was weird. Like, in his own
way. Well, I mean, I still have people that, like, have blocked me but don't block my parents.
That's weird.
Like, they're like, oh, yeah, look, I'm still friends with...
But I think they would still... like, he ended up moving to California for a while, and I think they would still talk on occasion, which my ex was very... he's very distant with people. Like, he's that person who would disappear for, like, a year and then come back like nothing happened.
Interesting.
He's got some stuff going on, but I'm not going to get into that.
Well, because I was just curious, because at first I was like, okay, like, this... the sister being friends with, or the ex being friends with the sister, at first I was like, oh, hell no, like that would not fly. But I'm like, but your brother sounds bad cray. So, oops, sorry. So I'm like, maybe she's going to choose the ex-girlfriend over the brother.
I think she might, just because he sounds like a douche. She did have one last thing to say, at least in this article. It said, that's what I said, you know, with the whole brother being cray. My boyfriend isn't rich by any means, and even he gets me $12 flowers every other week and other cute little gifts. He says that I don't understand that women now expect special order custom flowers because of his wealth and think he's being cheap if he gets them regular flowers. I told him he's being delusional, but he says I will never understand.
Oh my goodness.
Either you are specifically going after women. Like, I'm trying to find a nice way to say this.
Don't say it nice. Say it real, girl.
I feel like when a guy gets to a certain point financially, he now expects to get women that look like Kardashians.
Who really wouldn't want a Kardashian? Let's get real, though.
But here's the thing. Like, these are women that make themselves look gorgeous, and but that takes a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Between, like, any kind of plastic surgery, like, nail and hair upkeep, skin upkeep, everything. It costs money. So they're kind of wanting a filet mignon for McDonald's prices.
A filet mignon.
Right? And even if, like, let's say the school teacher is, like, really cute and his type, like, you're expecting all these different things. You're never going to have anybody meet your expectations because they're way too high.
And unless maybe they make as much or more than them.
But even then, I feel like other issues will come up.
Oh, yeah. But maybe they won't be. Like, well, no, he'll probably still think they're going after his money.
You just want to have more money.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, what? Are you delusional? Like,
I don't understand people. It's like, then don't date. Just hire a hooker if that's all you really care. Like,
right?
Seriously.
If you're gonna be like that self or that conscious about it, like, that seems stressful for him too. Just like you're just actually thinking all the time that she's only with you because of the money. Like, oh my goodness.
As somebody who has had a lot of crap and like I overthought a lot of relationships, like, oh, this person's only with me because of A, B, and C. Like, you're just gonna ruin everything for yourself. You're never gonna be happy, and that is on you. Until you go and get therapy. It's just
for me, I've never had those thoughts. Like, oh, they're only with me because of something, because like I am a lot to deal with. You know, like no one would be with me just because of something. I don't feel like, because I'm not like a walk in the park. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I need a lot of attention. I have a lot of emotions. I tell you how it is. I tell you how I'm feeling constantly. Like, I don't know. I've never been like, they're only with me for this thing. Because I'm like, it wouldn't be worth it. They'd be in the relationship with me and they'd be like, wow, this one thing is not worth it. Like, I got to get out. Right? Like, I don't know.
This guy is definitely, like, I found the actual Reddit post, the original one. And she said, like, somebody wrote, some people just aren't discreet. And it sounds like this guy is one of those a-holes. Like I was saying, like, I feel like he probably ends up showing it off. And she's like, yeah, his social media shows his lifestyle. And he has expensive things he posts. So he's probably showing off his car, yeah, his watches and all that stuff. Which there's nothing wrong with having those things. But
he has money and he wants everybody to know about it.
Right. And he doesn't want anybody to like use him for it. I'm like, that's the only personality you seem to be putting out there. You don't have a personality except your possessions.
Yeah, but he probably wants to feel wanted, you know, so like that's like one thing. Like,
but he knows
you want me because you want my money.
But like, you don't have a like actual personality, it seems like. So
is he hot? Do you see a picture of him?
No, there's no pictures.
Oh, damn.
I'm just seeing if the sister replied anymore. Like, what if they ended up staying broken up or not?
I'm pretty sure after this thread, they probably stayed broken up.
Yeah, I would hope. Because, like, that's just no.
I wonder if they're friends, though, still. The sister and her.
I hope so. Because, like, they seemed pretty chill. Like, they understood each other.
Mom and I could both just talk crap about her brother.
But yeah, pretty much everyone agreed that she is not the a-hole, the sister or the ex.
No, I am curious, though, because there is like two sides to every story.
Well, and that's you what know, she did. Like she asked like what he said and he's like, no, I'm definitely testing her. Like,
yeah, but who wrote this? You know,
I feel like if my brother had done the exact same thing, I would call him out. If it was, you know what, more she was being the a-hole, I would definitely call her out.
Oh, yeah, same. But I'm just wondering, like, okay, like, did he really never buy her anything? You know,
like maybe like, a meal, but like when it comes to gifts, because I'm sure she just like bought these, like, oh, you wanted these rims, so I got them for you. Because how many, I feel like that's more of a girl thing. I'm not saying that guys don't do this, because look, my dad is the prime example. He is the guy to do this. But like, oh, I saw you looking at this thing at the store, so I got it for you.
I never do that. That's all my man.
Really?
My man gets me so much stuff. He loves buying gifts. He loves gifting. He loves it. I don't do that. I don't, because I'm like, I'm afraid I'll get the wrong one, or like, you know what I mean? Like I, no.
But like even like,
gift-giving,
I mean,
is not my love language at all.
But like, even if it's something like, if it's something big, like I understand, like, hey, he wants this computer. I'm not going to buy him the computer because I might get the wrong one. But if it's something as small as like, hey, you know what? I got your favorite candy bar at the store.
Oh,
like, that kind of thing. Like even little things. Like that's like the kind of person
I don't
my
think
dad
that
is.
As a gift, though,
I think it's a nice touch.
But it's not a gift.
It's gift giving. It's the act of giving something.
But I would never, like, if...
That's what they're saying. Like, small gifts is still, like, that is still considered a gift. Like, she's not expecting, like, giant acts of, you know, buy me a Lamborghini or $100 floral arrangement. Like, that kind of a thing. Like, it's a small detail.
Yeah, but I don't really... I still don't think that's a gift, though. If you give me a candy bar, I'm not going to be like, thanks for the present.
But it's not so much that it's a present. It's the fact that, like, hey, I thought of you. Here's your thing. Or, you know what? Hey, Sarah, I saw these at the store, and I got you a bunch of these, like, vegetarian lunches, and it made me think of you, or a vegetarian snack, or something like that. That's just a...
lettuce wrap.
Well, like, I had a couple of frozen meals and that I brought. And I'm like, hey, Sarah, they're in here if you ever want some. They're in the freezer.
Yeah, and I, like, love the gesture. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you so much. But I don't, like... If someone asked me, like, when's the last time Vicky got you a gift, I would never think of that.
Well, also because I got you a gift recently. I made you a present.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I'm not like, oh,
but, like,
yeah,
some people might not even consider that a gift because you didn't have to pay. Like, I didn't have to pay for it. I made it. So some people may not consider that a gift because I didn't have to spend any money.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's like, it's kind of like a, what would you consider a gift? Like, I think she was maybe hoping, like, hey, you know what? Maybe a teddy bear. You can go to the dollar store and buy a teddy bear. Like, teddy bears aren't expensive. Like, it's just the idea of, like, I thought of you. I wanted to, like, do something for you.
Yeah. I guess, like, me getting, because I buy him crap at the store all the time, but that's, to me, just crap at the store.
Like, you ever go to the store and you're like,
I think it's like a gift.
Or, like, hey, look, I'm at Target and I saw this t-shirt he would love. I'm going to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a gift.
I mean, granted, I mean, we have so different styles, so I think really never even know if you're going to like
anything. I think we did go to Target once and you got him a couple cool shirts.
Okay.
I think I remember that.
I liked them.
I think he did.
I literally wrote on one of the gifts I gave him for Christmas. I wrote, like, to you from me, and I was like, sorry if you absolutely hate this. Because I was like, I don't know. I try. It's the thought that counts, right?
Now I'm curious, because you said gift giving is not your love language. What are your love languages?
Oh, man. I think literally, like, all... because there's five of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have not done the test, and I really want to, and I really want my man to do it, too, because I think it'd be super helpful. But I remember the other four... being so strong, or like there's three that I'm for sure. I'm definitely like the touch one, physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
I love.
So do you want me to run them all down?
Yes.
So the five love languages are stated to be words of affirmation.
I love that.
Gifts, acts of service.
Love that one too.
Quality time.
Love that one too.
And physical touch.
Love that one too. See, there, I love all the four. Like, I know gifts is the bottom, and then the other, and then. The second to bottom would probably be
quality time.
No, I love quality time. Probably be words of affirmation. And then my top three would probably be the touch one. Touch one, acts of service.
Words of affirmation?
No, what was the other one?
Words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, physical touch.
Quality time.
Yep.
Quality time, physical touch.
And you got to figure out.
Acts of service.
And it's not just figuring out what the love language is, but it's how you can accomplish these particular love languages for your significant other. So I have a really good friend. She explained it to me. She said her love languages were quality time and acts of service. So she had been working all day, and she had at the time a very young kid. She's like, what he could do to, like, turn me on both, like, emotionally and physically Is he without me asking or like nagging him to come in and help me like do the dishes, set the table, do these things, take care of our kid? And then quality time. She's like, I just want to watch a movie with him and not be on our phones and just be together. And that was what was specific for her. And like it could look different for everybody. Like I do love quality time with people, but like with my best friend, for example, we could be in the same room and have quality time watching TV and both being goofing off on our phones and then showing each other what we're looking at. And that works for us. It doesn't work for everybody, but it works for us.
Would that be, do you think that'd be with a man too? Like you're fine with that kind of quality time, like sitting on each other's phones?
I think eventually, but whenever I'm like in a new relationship, like I know for a fact that whenever I do get into a relationship, since I haven't been in a relationship in a very long time, I want attention.
Yeah.
Like I know I'm gonna want more attention than I think I will admit, like than I think I do need. But I also have learned with age, I have learned that I like my alone time. I like not having to talk to anybody. And like I would love them to be in the same room, but I'm like, hey, do you wanna hang out over there while I work on my new glitter tumblers? It's like that. Like honestly, that's I feel like I will appreciate quality time more. But one thing I've learned about myself is that the way I receive like the love languages is different than how I give love languages. Like for me, definitely giving gifts is one of my love languages. Like I love just that making stuff or doing like little details. Like when anybody like picks up, like, hey, I got your favorite drink. Like I brought it with us because I knew we were going to go out. So I brought you your favorite, you know, alcohol and your favorite energy drink. Like,
yeah, you're like with that with significant others and like everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like that is like the nicest thing. Like something tiny like that is super big for me.
See, and my quality time is different. Mm-hmm. Like my guy and I were together a lot of nights watching TV, maybe on our phones, maybe not. To me, that is not quality time.
Mm-hmm. What is
my quality time is like date night. Like okay. We either make dinner or he makes dinner and we like have dinner together, like with nothing, no TV, no phone, or like us going out and having dinner or going out bar hopping or going bowling or that is my kind of like we're out together like doing something like just you and me, you know, like no necessary like distractions type of thing. So that's like quality time to me. Cause I mean, I'm like, if my quality time was your quality time, him and I would have quality time all the time.
Right.
You know, cause it's just so easy just being on the couch. Like, and that's what we do every night.
And I don't mean I don't live with any, like, I don't have like a significant other or I don't live with my best friend or anything like that. So that's why sometimes, too, when we do get to see each other, we're both kind of tired. It's like we want to have our alone time, but we want to spend time with each other. So, and, like, that is enough for us.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if I was in a relationship, we live together and we do that all the time, you would want the way you have your quality time would definitely change.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be more of like, I tell him, like, I'm like, hey, like, my life, well, before COVID, my life is really busy. Like, I'm a planner. I was like, babe, you have to, like, if you want to, like, hang out with me, you got to let me know so I put it on the calendar because I'm getting full, baby. And he's like, oh, really? What are you doing tomorrow? I'm like, I'm full till next week. Are you crazy? Like,
I may be able to pencil you in if I get a cancellation.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you're going to cancel on me, you have to give me 24 to 48 hours notice, like a doctor's office at least.
Or I'm still going to charge you for my time. Thank you. Send them a Venmo request.
It's like, you did not cancel within 24 hours. So here is your the deposit I need is $50. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, pretty much.
But see, words of affirmation seems like the weirdest one for me because I have a hard time accepting compliments sometimes.
See, I love that, but I think maybe because I feel like I get it enough, and I don't even actually really know if I get it like a decent amount, but I think just like a few, like I love saying I love you. Like that's a big one for me.
Okay.
That's like a very like, but I have no problem saying it first. I mean, hopefully you'll say it back. If you don't, then that's awkward, but that's fine. But I have friends who like, they don't throw it out nearly as much as I do. Mm-hmm. And I can tell it's like kind of awkward for them.
I didn't even think of that as a word of affirmation. I think my brain immediately went to, honey, you're doing a great job, or you're doing great, or you look great.
Oh,
or something.
See, I immediately thought of I love you.
See, okay, that makes more sense. Like, I throw out, like, that is one of my favorite things, like, with certain people. Like, when I see them, like, when I drop you off from your, it's like, love you. Like, it just seems so normal to me.
Yeah, same.
And I've had guy friends where, like, they were in relationships, and, like, our buddy Matt, who used to work here, like, he used to be my personal trainer, and I would talk to him on the phone, or when he'd leave the house, he'd be like, love you too. And it was just such a non, like,
Yeah.
It's not, it's non-sexual. It's a homey thing. And I think our generation, especially like the next generation, Gen Z, are being more open with their feelings. Like, it just because you're a male and a female doesn't mean you can't love each other platonically and talk about that. Or even just like two dudes, like, hey, love you, homie. Love you too. Like, I love that we're breaking out of that, because I think that is super awesome.
Well, and it's interesting for me to see the friends my age that I have. Like, I mean, they're my friend. I throw it around, I guess, I love you to my friends, because you're my friends. Like, I don't necessarily do that with like a significant other that I've just started dating. I don't just blurt it out the first date. But like with friends, I text it, I say it. And like, for some, I can tell it's kind of weird for them.
Is
and
it I'm more like, dudes or girls?
Both.
Okay.
But, and I kind of am like, okay, well, definitely dudes. But actually, now that you say it, it's like a culture, I think that they don't, I don't know if they were raised like in a family that didn't really
say it
much, kind of thing, especially like to each other, and then maybe to like their friends and type. But it is, I'm like, oh, like maybe I say it too much, or maybe.
I mean, as long as they don't ask you to stop and you keep, like, I feel like it's not.
Yeah, I'm like, it's okay if you say thank you. I know you deep down love me. You just don't want to say it out loud. That's
it's
just, fine.
It's uncomfortable
you can say
for
thank
some.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if my man said thank you, that would not be cool.
What if he did the Star Wars thing? I know. I love you. I know.
Okay, that's fine.
Only once, though. Then you have to say it back.
Yeah, exactly. I really do. I always say I need to have him take this quiz.
It'd be kind of cool if we can get it within the next few weeks, if we can all take the quiz and see what we rank on there.
Because watch me be totally wrong. Like, I just assume it's like acts of service, and I'm such a touchy person. Even with my friends, I'm such a touchy person.
Like, when
hug me, hold me, cuddle me, I'm cold. Like, let's play footsie.
See, I am
make
too.
Make out with me. Oh, just kidding.
Sorry. I just totally remember that one time. You're like, I haven't been kissed in a very long time. And I just grabbed your face and smooched you at work. You're like, oh my God. Looking back, I'm like, that's probably not the best way to do
amazing.
It.
That was amazing.
Because I'm like, I just totally grabbed her face. I didn't even get permission. That was not a good thing. But I know that. You. I know
nowadays,
you.
Nowadays, especially the COVID world, probably not. But no. I'd still accept it from you.
I mean, I wouldn't do it because I respect you and your relationship. Unless the fiance was like, I don't care.
I don't think he'd care.
It's like some guys do find it very like, oh my God, that is cheating. But it's like, even if it's a platonic kiss like that, like between.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I'd never. If a friend who's a female has a boyfriend or a fiance or whatever, I never just assume I can.
That's probably smart of you. I like, never assume I can't.
Yeah, like oh, John Rob is cool with it. Okay, cool. But if I, you know, like before today, I wouldn't have done it, because I don't know what his boundaries are and what your boundaries are now that you're in a relationship with that. So
I'd be like, oh, how'd you do that? I'm a fiance now.
Oh. You dork. But I'm definitely with you when it comes to touch, because I very much love to be all cuddly and stuff with people. But I feel like I haven't really done it in so long that it's a little weird.
Really?
Like, my mom was never a cuddly person, because she's always like, oh, it was overheating. She's like, get off. You're too warm.
Yeah, so hot. Yeah.
But like now that I have like the little 3-year-old brother, I love it, because I'll just be like, do you want to cuddle? And like sometimes you'll be like, nah. Because he wants to go do his own thing.
Fine.
But then he'll come up to me and be like, I want to cuddle. And so he'll like curl up into my lap, and we'll just like, I'll put a blanket over us, and we'll just like, I'll hold him. And I'm like, no, this is the best.
Aww. That's good. You got to get used to it, because you might be cuddling someone new.
But even with like friends in general, like my old roommate, Melissa, she used to be on the podcast. So her now husband, like we used to all live together. Like there's four of us living together. And so her now husband would be on the armchair playing video games on his computer, and her and I would literally be spooning on the couch. Like, I would be big spooning, we'd just be holding each other, and it was very like very platonic, and it was just super comfy. We'd be watching TV, and even her husband and my other roommate, hit like the two dudes, like I have a picture of them, like they were on like a big couch, but like their heads were on either side of it, but they were kind of, their legs were linked in the middle, kind of thing. And so I'm like, that I love that. It's very non-toxic masculinity, because everyone's like, guys, don't do that, that's, you know, blah blah blah. It's like, why can't they? Like, if they're homies, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that they're like having sex, or that they're like turned on by just sitting on the same couch, like, you know, laying next to each other. It's not anything bad.
Yeah, it's better than laying on the floor,
right? And it's just like, it's comfy. I think that's really awesome. Yeah. I don't know. I like it when, like, especially dudes, like when they're comfortable with just.
So,
like,
are you gift giving and physical touch? Are those your two?
Yes, because I'm just very like,
hug me, just hug me.
But if it's like at the middle of the night and it's too hot, it's like, don't touch me, but like, get on that side. But I want to feel that you're still here, so like, I'll link my foot or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Be like, touching.
Like, I'm like, my hand is on his back. Like, okay, you're here. Okay, cool. I'm
That's
good.
Tough in your big ass bed.
It's like, you're so far away. Get closer.
Get closer to me.
I roll up in a little ball. I have a giant bed, but I sleep on this little section.
This little section.
But I am very curious to, from you guys listening, I want to know what your love language is. Is it different than your partner's? Do you give differently than you receive? Because I find this very fascinating. And going back to the am I the a-hole story, is the dude an a-hole? Have you ever been tested in a relationship? I feel like maybe when you're a teenager, you might like, I back when MySpace was a thing, like I knew girls that would do like try to catfish their boyfriend to see if they would cheat on him.
Oh gosh, or talk to some rando. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's like, you were cheating on me. That kind of thing. So have you ever tested anybody? Have you been tested?
You've been tested. Ooh,
how did that go?
Pass or fail?
Please tell me you broke up with them.
Yeah. Or maybe they broke up with you if you failed.
Yikes. Right. But we want to know all that, and we'll talk to you guys next time.